Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 26, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Colchicine in patients with chronic inflammatory cardiomyopathy. Rationale and design of the CMP mythic. Chronic inflammatory cardiomyopathy, a sequela of acute myocarditis, is characterized by increased risk of ventricular arrhythmias, left ventricular systolic dysfunction, and heart failure. For this condition, when diagnosed non-invasively by cardiac magnetic resonance imaging or fluorodeoxyglucose positron emission tomography, immunosuppressive therapy is not generally recommended. This highlights an important gap in therapeutic options for these patients. Article number 2. Prevalence and prognostic significance of restriction versus systolic dysfunction in patients with transthyretin and light chain cardiac amyloidosis. A study analyzed 540 transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis and 280 light chain cardiac amyloidosis patients, challenging the traditional view of cardiac amyloidosis as solely a restrictive ventricular physiology with preserved systolic function. Results showed varied left ventricular phenotypes at diagnosis. These findings clarify the prevalence and clinical significance of left ventricular systolic dysfunction versus restrictive physiology, refining the understanding of cardiac amyloidosis. Article number 3. Artificial intelligence-enabled ECG analysis to predict incident heart failure. Researchers developed an artificial intelligence model, electrocardiogram to heart failure, ECG2HF, in 94,636 patients to predict incident heart failure. The model demonstrated robust performance, achieving an area under the curve ranging from 0.81 to 0.84 for predicting heart failure within 1 year. When deployed, a positive ECG2HF result predicted 1 year incident heart failure with 81% sensitivity and 80% specificity, and was independently associated with a 2.2-fold increased risk of heart failure. Article number 4. Invasive hemodynamic exercise response in hemodynamically significant aortic stenosis with preserved left ventricular ejection fraction. An observational study of 118 patients with asymptomatic discordant low-gradient aortic stenosis and preserved left ventricular ejection fraction described exercise hemodynamics. During exercise, these patients showed significant increases in mean aortic valve gradient from 35 plus or minus 14 millimeters of mercury at rest to 50 plus or minus 18 millimeters of mercury at peak exercise, p-value less than 0.001. Pulmonary artery systolic pressure also significantly increased from 38 plus or minus 10 millimeters of mercury to 64 plus or minus 18 millimeters of mercury, p-value less than 0.001, confirming severe aortic stenosis and exercise-induced pulmonary hypertension. Article number 5, multimorbidity in atrial fibrillation, impact on outcomes. A cohort study of 19,280 new-onset atrial fibrillation patients found 96% had at least one comorbidity. Each additional cardiometabolic condition increased the hazard ratio for death by 1.15, for ischemic stroke or transient ischemic attack by 1.13, and for heart failure hospitalization by 1.25. Other somatic conditions also raised the risk of death and heart failure hospitalization, while mental health conditions specifically increased the risk of death and heart failure hospitalization. These findings quantitatively demonstrate the significant negative impact of multimorbidity on outcomes in atrial fibrillation patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.